The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus and his disciples went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I haven't preached on an annual meeting Sunday since I left Christ Church. So it's a real pleasure to be able to do that today here at St. Cross. And I am a composite of over 60 years of the life of this parish, which, depending on the date you pick for the founding, is about 111 years. Out of that, over 60 plus years, I have dropped in and out, mostly in. And I've also been part of a parish that started this parish. And they both share a common DNA. Of course, all churches share the DNA of Jesus. Am I right?
Yes.
Did you know that 2% change in DNA is what separates us from chimpanzees? And so Jesus coming to be among us and his blood dripping down onto the earth and his body being lifted up on a cross entered into the DNA of the human race. And those who are called out to be church, that would be you, carry the DNA of Jesus. Now, like I said, I'm a sampler. I've been here almost half, well, more than half the time the parish has existed. And there are some of you out there who have been here longer. And so you've seen the way this church has grown, sometimes shrunk, and then grown again. My son Matt, who sang in the choir here a long time ago, now does consulting for medical firms on leadership. And I want to offer an interesting quote about what I see going on at St. Cross over time that's so terribly important to maintaining the DNA of Jesus among us. And that is the quality of leadership, whether it's from the rector, from the vestry, from people who run committees, from people who sing in the choir, from people in the pews who reach out to others to share the love of God. There is a successful adaptation that's built upon the past, but is very inclusive and looking toward the future. Now, one of my dear friends that I sang in the choir with here was sitting in the second pew this morning at the 8 o'clock. And she said she comes to visit the parents. Her parents are buried over here in the side chapel. But she also comes here to be renewed. So I'd like to give thanks today for the fact that this parish has had leadership for all those 111 years through rectors and vestry and senior wardens and treasurers and choir members and ushers and acolytes who over that time have shared the DNA of Jesus with anyone who walked through the door, including an 8-year-old who just wandered in with his mom. So let's look at the readings assigned for the day. The one from Deuteronomy. The Israelites are not real fond of having a direct relationship with God. Did you get that? We don't want to hear from you. We don't want to see that fire. Because if we do, we will die. And Moses says, you're right. You're right to say what you said. And so they were given prophets. So you look at the people of Israel had intermediaries. They had the law. The law was the way you connected with God. By following the law, you were in relationship with God. By being part of the covenant, you were in relationship with God without having to have a direct experience. And God sends them prophets to remind them when they weren't following the law, when they were breaking the covenant, to come back to God again through obedience to the law. And it says something about the words of the prophet aren't written on a subway wall. The words of the prophets are the words of God. But in Jesus, the word of God becomes flesh. In Jesus, God's DNA shifts and changes into who we are. And Jesus begins his ministry in Mark's gospel by going to a synagogue in Capernaum and teaching there. The reaction to his teaching was amazement, because he taught as one with authority, and the Greek word is exousia, which means powerful, which means the ability to speak and make it happen. Well, you would expect that from the word made flesh. The word made flesh means when the word speaks, the flesh responds. And they say he's not teaching like the scribes. Well, I'm a scribe, right? You won't find anything original about what I'm going to say. I have great writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the epistles of Paul and John, so Peter. Nothing new, I will offer you what I have been given. But when Jesus walks into that congregation, the amazement is over the fact that he speaks as if they were hearing from God and they don't die. They experience it with amazement and joy and a sense of love having come into the room. And then immediately something happens. A man with an unclean spirit immediately shows up, is in their midst. And unlike most of the people in the building, this unclean spirit knows who he's dealing with. What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? Now, when he uses the plural, I'm imagining that he's talking about the demon and the man that carries the demon. You're the Holy One of God. Isn't that what holy people do, is they destroy the demon and the person possessed? And Jesus says, shh, be silent. He didn't come to destroy the man. He came to restore that person to community. And he came to create a community that would allow for someone to be restored. And so the demon is cast out, the man is restored to the community, and the kingdom of heaven has drawn near. Wouldn't you love to have gone back about 3 weeks later? Jesus brought them the kingdom of heaven in a moment. It was a miracle because it's a change in the way human beings operate. They saw God in the face of Jesus. They heard God's voice in the voice of Jesus. And they're amazed. St. Cross has heard and seen Jesus year after year. The vision of those who started this place, this community of faith, continues. You're going to elect vestry members, and leadership's an important part of that. I have to applaud Rachel and Paul and the people that I've had a chance to deal with over time. Is that there is a respect for what has been and an acknowledgement of things yet to be. And that is an amazing gift of leadership that bears the DNA of Jesus. Jesus didn't walk into the synagogue and say, hey, the way you're doing this service is all wrong. He made one change. He made the change to the community. He brought the kingdom of heaven in for one moment. They saw the vision of heaven as it could be on earth. And we, week after week, hear the word, and we are fed by the body and blood of Christ, the DNA transfer week after week. It's now part of who we are. And so I am thankful to be here. I'm thankful and I give thanks for the leadership at St. Cross. I'm thankful to be a scribe in the kingdom of heaven. I try to bring out things old and things new, and I'm one of the old. And you are blessed to have so much to give thanks for in your young leadership and your continuing leadership of people my age and I dare say older. God bless you. Amen.